Tito Ruiz has spent years covering boxing through a focused lens ringside, observing fighters as they weave between the ropes looking for an opening. He draws similarities in the passion and vigor from inside the ring to the front lines of a protest.
When you're photographing boxing, everything is really fast-paced. It's fast-moving, so you have to be very intuitive. You have to anticipate the fighter's next move. You want to capture that punch. You want to capture the emotion, the intensity.
Ruiz started taking pictures when he was just 9 with his mother's 35mm camera.
It was always something I enjoyed doing. I always enjoyed being kind of like a fly on the wall.
Ruiz continued to develop his craft at Buffalo State College while gaining additional experience in Los Angeles and New York City.
I used to work in editorial, so I worked for Vibe magazine as a writer. I worked for High Times, doing music reviews and features. I worked extensively in the boxing industry, and I've done feature stories on Floyd Mayweather and Bernard Hopkins.
One of Ruiz's largest influences specialized in visual advocacy, Gordon Parks. He was the first African-American to work for Life magazine in the late 1940s.
He said basically the camera was his weapon of choice during, the movement for civil rights. And he wanted to capture oppressed people in a more humane light. And he wanted to provide mainstream audiences with a look at his subjects through his lens, capturing poverty, capturing oppression.
Ruiz, like Parks, wants to enlighten an audience that may not be aware of the issues people of color face every day. He's doing it with this exhibit that's titled Hope, Rebellion, and Justice.
People who have been locked away during quarantine, they come in here and they're like, wow, this is what was happening during the past couple months while I was locked away. Because, again, what's shown on the news is a little bit different.
The exhibit is connected by 5 walls, each with a theme. One wall is entirely dedicated to activist Miles Carter, who was arrested at a police protest on June 1st during a live television interview. Carter visited SEPA to see himself through a different lens.
It's almost overwhelming because it's like everything is happening at one time. Because I was here for a lot of stuff here, and then even some of the things that I wasn't here for, it's like I was being educated on them as I was walking through the galleries.
On a wall titled Hope and Rebellion, there's photos from 2017 that showcase community activists like Kerry O'Horn speaking out about police brutality after the death of Wardell Davis.
I know that I'm like, in these pictures you can see it in my eyes. Like I'm stressed, I'm tired, and it shows. For some of these other people who have been doing it as long as they have, it's like, I guess it's hopeful that, right, hope and rebellion, that it'll continue on and it'll that I'll be able to find my energy and find my footing and be as strong as some of the other people that have been at this.
Erie County Legislature Chairwoman April Baskin also stopped by. Looking at the same photo from 2017, she says everything that happened that year led to her running for the office she works in today.
We have come some ways since 2017, since I was a teenager, since I was a kid, but we still have extremely far distance to go. And I can appreciate somebody that's constantly, constantly going every single day, a moment to come in here on these white walls and capture these images in black, white, and gray, and truly, truly freeze for a moment and take in the journey.
Ruiz says he didn't set out to take pictures for a history book. He just wanted to share an empathetic perspective of the fight at hand.
When I'm capturing this particular photograph, I feel like I feel the intensity in the people who are protesting. I feel the anger, and I just want to do my best to encapsulate that in this photograph.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.